Morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. The idea that that feeling of happiness and fulfillment that you're chasing is both an art and a science. And everybody has something in them that you can use to cultivate that happiness and that fulfillment that we all seek. And happiness and fulfillment is kind of the high-level goal because there are things that goes into that, like the money and the relationships and the connections and the expressions, you know, your ability, your determination to create something that gives you that feeling of worth, that causes you to feel that you have created an impact, that you serve a purpose, that you belong, that you are here for a reason and you are here delivering on that reason. This morning, I want to talk about the sexiness and the romanticizing of some important stuff on social media. And I'm not going to knock social media because as much as you can dispute it, you cannot disprove that the internet, and which is kind of the foundation of social media and AI and all this stuff, the internet is probably one of the greatest inventions since electricity. Like, you cannot disprove that. It has changed the world positively more than it has changed the world negatively. The list of pros are way more than the list of cons. Everything has its goods and bad, good and bad. Gravity does. You know, gravity, that thing that keeps this thing together, it has its bad. Because you fall from a building, it's gravity while you're dead at the bottom of the building. So we understand that things have its pros and cons in life. But I'm kind of distill something for you. And show you how, you know, you have to be more careful and conscious of what you see online. The marketers and the people out here who are doing their businesses, we are business people, we have no problem with businesses, but there's a way that business and achievement in health, in business, in monetary terms, in careers are being romanticized and made sexy on social media. And as a result, we don't get a full handle and we don't wrap our heads around what it takes to create something awesome. So you have people in rented Lamborghinis. You have people standing beside rented jets. You have people who are doing a 30-second ad to say, look, I make $80,000 in 10 days. And somehow the more unsuspecting people, the people who are not so deep in understanding. And it's not a bad thing because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. When understanding what it takes to build something, get caught up in that microwave quick fix type of mentality. Now, where did that lead me? That lead me to the point of how do you get to what you want? How do you get to something worthwhile? Where do you start? And I don't know if you ever watch anything where a room is cleared in no time, like somebody do a bomb scare or something crazy went down and everybody leave the room. This is where I clear the room when it comes on to people trying to find out where to start in business, where to start, you know, to change their lives. And when I say start with your health, get healthy, get fit, room is cleared. It's like a bomb threat. It's like some chaos started and everybody's trying to run for their lives. Because nobody wants to hear that. People don't want to hear that you have to fix you before you can fix your results. Or the most sustainable way to get to those results is to fix you. Start with your health. Start with your mind. That is the most feared and the most avoided start on the planet. Get fit, get healthy, start to read, start to change the inputs in your mind. You lose the room. Because, and one of the culprits of why that is so common is social. Social romanticize and make entrepreneurship sexy and make this thing look like it's a walk in the park and we all can do it just by just spending an hour a day and do this thing. And you know, you'll get this result or follow my program. And you may have short bursts of success, but you can't sustain. And you eventually end up at the same point where you started. You're not able to build anything sustainable because it was not built on the right foundation. What am I trying to explain? I'm trying to explain that it is not have, then you do, then you become. And that's an old principle. I didn't come up with it. It's an old principle that the guys like Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar used to articulate back in the days. 2 decades, 3 decades ago. It's not have, do, then you become. It is you become, you do, and then you have. You have to become that type of person who can do these things so you can have these results. I'll say that again. You have to become that type of person who do these things so you can have that result. Whatever result you want. So it is physiology affects psychology. If you feel better, you will do better. And it's the best prediction of whether or not you will do better. Get fit. Go exercise. Walk. Move your body. Eat better. Eat cleaner. Baby steps. Become. Read and listen to something that feeds and develops the mind. And I keep saying this. We're not taking away your fun and entertainment. But fun and entertainment cannot be your entire life. It cannot suck your entire time. People go to a game. The game lasts 2 hours. The entertainment is done. You go to a movie. It lasts 2 hours. It's done. Now you go back to work. Now you go back to doing something meaningful. You may need entertainment again tomorrow evening. Okay, well, you do it for an hour, for 2 hours. But then you go back to doing the art. Because life is not one-dimensional. You cannot entertain yourself all the way. Otherwise, you cannot pay your bills. Otherwise, you don't grow. Otherwise, you're not fit. Otherwise, your hygiene is not done. You got to put these into water compartments. And find a discipline to understand that you cannot choose entertainment over education and action all the time for so many hours a day. And so many days in your life. There has to be that balance where you know that, okay, it's time for this. There's a time for everything under the sun. The Bible said that. So, I know social media has romanticized and made all this thing sexy and make you think that this is the way this is done and these guys get here and we can just go do this and we are okay. No. You have to become that type of person who think a certain way, who act a certain way, and then you get this type of result. That is congruent with the type of person that you have become. You want to do business? Become an entrepreneur. Think like an entrepreneur. Act like an entrepreneur. Spend your money and time and view the world like an entrepreneur view the world. Understand it. Nobody wants to be immersed anymore. People want to get a ticket, like a lotto ticket. Oh, let's buy this course and we make $100,000 a month. No. Let's learn this hack, this trick, this method, and we get to scale our business to 6 figures. No. You have got to have the foundation. You cannot turn up at the top and expect that you can keep going. You got to stack it from down here, and that takes work and effort and time. That takes a belief system. And when you're building something, when you're putting in work, effort, and time, and a belief system, there is a ton of work and information going into that every day. You want to learn a language? Okay, somebody can come over here, for example, and we can go through this language thing in the class. And anybody who knows or has, you know, a second language and is fluent in a second language in school, they can tell you this. You're in school, the teacher in class, and you're doing that for 2 years and you got it. But you go home and you go back to the old language. You will never be able to master that language like someone who actually moved to the country for 4 years and is immersed into the language. You have to immerse yourself into the space. You want to become healthier? Immerse yourself into health. You want to become a business person? Immerse yourself in business. Don't half-ass it. Don't sit on the fence. Pick a spot. What are you doing? What do you want to do? What do you want to become? Learn the ins and outs. You got to do the reps. You cannot hire someone to do the push-ups for you. I know you won't be doing all the aspect and all the different things in your business all the days of your life. That is not scalable. That is not sustainable. But you have got to get that comprehensive picture. You got to understand all the moving parts. And then when you have people in this position who are doing it, you know how to envision it. You know how to tweak it. You know what to expect from them. You know what results you're likely to get and what you're supposed to get. And you know what good work look like. Otherwise, you're not going to make. You have to become that person. And I'm saying that you start by fixing you, getting healthier, getting the information, get it smarter, educating yourself, investing in yourself. And the biggest part of the investment, as much as you think you're going to like to get the gym membership, important, get the machine, important, get the books, important, but that doesn't go anywhere until the effort is attached to that. I'll say that again. The gym membership, the books, the courses, the videos, the podcasts, important, but doesn't go anywhere until you attach the effort to it. You can sharpen your skills. And I heard one guy said this on a podcast. I don't remember the guy's name. Very important. I'm very sorry. I can't remember his name. I'd love to mention him. But a guy said it on a podcast. He said that you sharpen your skills. Not in your mind, but in the marketplace. You have to go out there and actually do things. You have to go out there and actually do things. The world is not run on opinions and whims and fancies of the mind. While you have to be delusional enough and bold enough and courageous enough to put an idea out there, you have to be humble enough to know that you are waiting on the marketplace to tell you whether or not your idea is good or the timing is right. And you must be able to use the numbers that you get from that to pivot, to decide your next move, to decide the next adjustment. If you're unable to do that, if you're too caught up in yourself, you don't have a teachable spirit, if you think that everything that pops in your mind is gold, then you're not ready to be an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur believe in the numbers. And how do you do that? You learn to believe in them. You learn to believe in them. You go around people who have tested them, who understand this, and you learn from them. You were born, barely could hold up your head, urinating on yourself, don't know anything. Everything you're doing now, you learn. And it's the same thing. Anything you want to accomplish, there's something to learn. And the learner, and it's Eric Offer, and I end right here. Beautiful quote. Heard it once, never forget it. Eric Offer said, "In times of change, the learner shall inherit the earth, and the learned shall find themselves beautifully equipped with knowledge for a world that no longer exists." You got to become, then do, then have. Have a great day, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me. See you on the next podcast.